Is it a robot or not?
John, we last time we recorded episodes of Robot or Not, we barely touched on the concept of what bacon was. And what you told me at the time was, remind me before we do our next set of episodes so we can talk about bacon. And here we are. So bacon, like what makes bacon bacon? Is turkey bacon bacon? This stems from our milk episode where we talked about like almond milk and soy milk and things that are not from a mammal but are called milk. And the larger question was something like bacon, where there's imitation bacon, or is turkey bacon imitation bacon, or is it bacon? And I'm just wondering if you've got further thoughts about bacon now that you've gotten, in what is rare for us, time to prepare.
Yeah, I didn't really prepare, but I think it's bacon is a good example of something we've had in many other episodes where there are lots of food items or things that are similar that have the name of the thing, bacon in this case, with a qualifier in front of it or some, mm-hmm. some, you know, adjective describing it like that is different than just like the unadorned version. So turkey bacon,
mm-hmm. Almond milk,
almond milk, that type of thing. And depending on the context, it could be that that is just like a descriptive thing. Like, I think there's bacon from different cuts. The little bit of research I did that I've long since forgotten, like whatever this, you know, back bacon or, you know, all the way up to things like turkey bacon, which is not just like describing a different part of the pig that the bacon comes from, but instead saying, well, it's a food from a turkey prepared in a way to remind you of bacon, but is clearly not bacon. So I think the only gray area is cuts of, you know, things from a pig that are from slightly different places on the pig.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mostly willing to say that anything that looks like pork belly from the pig, like has a similar ratio of fat streaking and everything, counts as bacon. Everything else is not. It is like almond milk or turkey bacon.
It's imitation. Bacon.
It's not necessarily even imitation, but it's saying it is a meat product from insert animal here that is reminiscent of
right.
bacon.
Made in the style of bacon.
Yeah.
You guys know bacon.
It reminds you of bacon. And it can remind you of bacon because, you know, we know when we're assessing, does this remind us of bacon? We're all thinking of bacon.
Yeah.
The bacon without any qualifier. That's what we're thinking of. We're saying this is turkey. Prepared so that when you eat it, you're like, oh, I see, you were trying to make it kind of like bacon. But it's not bacon. It's weird, you know, smoked spiced turkey thing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's I can see that. The, you know, we don't have pork in our house, so we just have the turkey bacon. And it is, I think, pretty good, but it is an engineered food product, right? They're using turkey meat and even engineering like the fat streaks and stuff into it,
mm-hmm.
to make it, again, bacon-esque, and they put the smoky flavor in it, and it tastes... the good turkey bacon tastes like bacon. The bad turkey bacon tastes like turkey with bacon flavor.
Yeah, artificial
dinner.
Smoke poured over some...
over turkey dinner. Turkey dinner. When I get that... Because there is a flavor and smell that is turkey.
Yeah, it's, you don't want that in your bacon.
No, that is bad, bad turkey bacon. But I was going to say one of the other things. You and I both went to the UK last summer. And one of the interesting other aspects of bacon is that bacon is not the same in other parts of the world. So in the UK, I believe what they call, what we call bacon, streaky bacon, because it's got those streaks of fat in it. And what they have is bacon that is also, I think, called back bacon in Canada. And we call Canadian bacon, which is, it's a different
Canadian bacon is
pork
that
product.
We get here is just not anything. Like, it's just ham.
Yeah, well, there's that, too. But this idea, like in Britain, so I don't know if you did, but I had English breakfast when we were in the UK and with bacon. And what struck me about it is it doesn't look at all like our bacon, but it actually tasted a lot like our bacon. It's just a different part of the pig, but it's still kind of cured and smoked or whatever and was reminiscent of that. But, you know, if you... served it here in the U.S., people would look at you and you're like, what are you doing? Why are you giving me this weird ham-like thing when I said I wanted bacon?
Yeah, and as we've made clear in many past episodes, and I will reiterate today, the British mess everything up. This is an American show. Okay. I don't care what they do. Everything they do is backwards, bizarre, mirror world, messed up version of what we do. We cannot address their insanity on this program. This is an American show. Who cares about their bacon?
Mirror world. That's good. Actually, that came up when we reread on The Incomparable not too many months ago. We reread Pattern Recognition by William Gibson, and that's actually one of the recurring themes there, as the Americans are in London in that book, is that he refers to it as a mirror world, where it's like just not quite right, because mm-hmm. things are just a little bit different, just a little. I guess there's a whole podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a new podcast about that.
Yeah, you can just listen to The Incomparable's Pants in the Boot, which is Glenn and friends talking about all the weird things about English in the U.S. and the U.K. and elsewhere. Anyway, our bacon. Okay, so my turkey bacon, you know, is it bacon? No, it's reminiscent of bacon. It's inspired by bacon. It's like a cover song of bacon.
Best case.
True, true. Worst case, it's a smoked turkey dinner.
Robot or not.